This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There's been another fatal bombing in Israel. A bus was destroyed by a blast near the coastal town of Hadera in the northern part of the country. Rescue workers were not able to offer immediate help to the victims because the bus was in flames. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, what's the latest information on casualties?
Well, Bob, the figures are still being updated in these things. It always takes a few hours to settle out. The latest we have at the moment is at least 7 people dead, at least 20 injured. Some Israeli media are reporting 30 injured, and some of those being serious. The explosion, as you mentioned, set the bus on fire, and as the toll of the dead and injured becomes clear over the next few hours, we may find out just how hard it was for the emergency crews to get in there and try to pull people out. That fire, we have learned, has now been extinguished.
How was the bus destroyed?
Well, police are saying this was not a case, they believe, of a suicide bomber getting on the bus as a passenger, but rather a car pulling up alongside the bus and exploding. It shattered the bus. This can be a very deadly technique. There was a similar car bombing involving a bus at the Megiddo Junction not that long ago. 17 people were killed in that attack. And in that case, the Palestinian bomber pulled up near the back of the bus, near the gas tank, and that's what caused the fire, which increased the death toll. And we may learn as this shakes out that that happened again here.
There have been bombings in this part of the country before, right?
Absolutely. This area of the country is quite close to the border which separates the Palestinian territories in the West Bank from Israel proper. It's known as the Green Line. And it's been the focus of the scene of shooting, bombing attacks, and other explosions. Israeli authorities have been building a security fence along this particular part of the border. They're building this fence in an effort to thwart Palestinian attackers. It's drawn quite a few protesters, Palestinian farmers complaining about losing land, and towns being complaining about which side of the fence they're going to wind up on. But with incidents like today's, many Israelis will say that their only complaint is that this fence isn't being built fast enough.
The bombing occurs as Israeli troops were expected to begin pulling out of parts of the West Bank and lifting curfews. So what's likely to happen now?
Well, that's right. There were expected to be troop pullouts from parts of Hebron in the southern West Bank. That was initially expected to happen today. Now, later, they were saying in the next day or two. The curfews had been lifted in quite a few cities, but not in Qalqilya because of an alert, terrorist alert. And there's no confirmation yet where this bombing came from. If past reactions are anything to go by, this easing of restrictions will be reversed, and we may see a military operation in response to this attack. Sometimes those are targeted to the area where Israel believes the bomber came from. Sometimes they're directed at Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. But certainly that's a good possibility that we'll see the army swing into action now.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.